speed on in. Hi there. Hi there, Steve. This is Amiga on Free Press Media. You're ringing us from Shoalwater Bay.
Yes, good morning, Amiga. Yes, Steve up here in Shoalwater Bay. Just ringing up to have a chat to you about the impending war games and your benefit function happening down there this evening, I believe.
That's right. I've been lucky enough to have known about it for quite a while, having been interviewed the Yaga, which had been up at the last Operation Talisman up there in 2005. So we've been promoting it in Nimbin for about 2 years, and in fact I'm part of a three-woman contingent from NIMFM that are coming up specifically for the games, and we'll be doing live broadcasts on radio from there, as well as through our local community television. But in the meantime, Adrian, who spoke to you, will come round. We've got problems with one of the mics here, so she's going to ask you a few questions. And thank you very much for ringing us in.
Oh, no problem, Megan. Thanks very much for all your support. Funny you should mention the Vega. I was boarded by the police at the same time as the Vega up here trying to stop the international war games going to kill hundreds of thousands of people. They fined us for having our flares out of date.
Wow. You've swapped over to Adrian now. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Adrian. Good morning.
And thanks for ringing in. First of all, can you just, for our listeners, let us know a little bit about Shoalwater?
Right, well, it's a very big issue, and there's a lot of points I'd like to run through with you, but I personally live in Byfield, which is just almost a couple of kilometres from the military reserve. Byfield is just north of Yeppoon, and we're on the coast out from Rockhampton, about an eight-hour drive north of Brisbane. Shoalwater Bay is one of the largest military training areas in the world. It's certainly the America's largest bombing range, and it's also, by coincidence or whatever, it's a million acres or 440,000 hectares of the largest wilderness area on the east coast of Australia, south of the Daintree, and it's a huge biologically diverse reservoir of natural things. I'm having trouble with the words there, and it's under threat from the intense military activity that's happening here.
So it's a real concern to the local residents and the whole of Australia, I guess.
It's a real concern to the whole of Australia in terms of losing both a beautiful area geographically, environmentally. Biodiversity is important, but also strategically and militarily, what it means in terms of the military's actual use of the area in terms of environmental damage, but also how that ties back into the supporting of the global war machine for Mr. Bush's administration, and also the expansion of the American military presence throughout the Pacific, which links us directly to the Americans' anti-missile defense system through Guam and Japan.
Right.
That's a big issue.
It is. And how many people are you expecting up at this stage? Have you got any idea of numbers that are coming up for the convergence?
Well, we've got the military have released numbers about their contingent. There'll be 27,100 service personnel involved in this exercise, according to the military.
That's huge, isn't it?
It is huge. We're talking aircraft carrier fleets coming from Okinawa and other places being staged through their Guam base. They'll be operating throughout Australia. And the exercise will be also conducted in the Delamere bombing range and in the Lanthalon in Western Australia, and the Bradshaw bombing range as well. They'll be bombing in there live from Guam in the Pacific. They'll be dropping troops into Shoalwater Bay here from Alaska. The exercise is controlled through Pacific Command in the Hawaiian bases, linked through Hawaii and Guam and through Williamstown and Sydney, through Pine Gap in Australia, to the War Fighting Centre in Canberra, and also through the Pentagon in Washington.
And is it? Can you hear me, Steve?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Yeah. I hear. Also, we've got a local base down at Evans Head. Is that right?
Well,
they're supposedly going to be using that. On a map that I saw, they said the easternmost point of Australia, which Evans Head virtually is. Do you know anything about that?
I haven't got the maps in front of me or any. There's so much information in my head about this, I'm not too sure about Evans Head. We can follow that up for you, but that's the sort of thing that locals need to be inquiring about. Look up the military's website, the Talisman Sabre Public Environmental Reports website, and contact us again. The other question you asked me was about how many people we were expecting here. Well, locally there'll be thousands involved, I think. Even though we're only a small community, probably about the size of Byron Bay, there'll be thousands of people who will be involved in the protest march, the big peace concert we've got planned, and also the town hall meetings. And we're expecting hundreds from outside of the area as well. And I'm ringing today to try and encourage your listeners to learn a little bit about the issue today while I'm talking, and then get up here and support us to try and stop some of this military madness that's going on.
There is quite a contingent, I think, from the Northern Rivers coming up, Steve, and we're probably going to go over to a track in a moment, and then we'll come back to you. But what are you hoping to achieve with this big action? What's your as a local resident there? What's your aim with it?
Well, our aim this year is similar to last year. We're trying to raise people's awareness about where Shoalwater Bay is, what it's being used for, and what Australia gets to lose if we continue to engage with the Americans to pursue their military ambitions in the Pacific and worldwide. What Australia's got to lose. So it's about education and raising people's awareness, and also we're already having some successes in demanding some environmental protection for our community by way of water management and stuff like that. So there's two edges, I guess. It's the public health and safety initiatives we're trying to get brought in, and also raise public awareness.
And you've got some amazing guest speakers by the looks of it, and could you tell us a bit about them?
We can go to those in detail after the track if you like. But Helen Caldicott is coming. Helen's co-founder of the International Medical Practitioners Against Nuclear War. I haven't got that quite right, but it's something like that. And she's involved with the International Nuclear Policy Institute. Helen's an international speaker, worked for many years in the United States as a pediatrician at Harvard Medical School, and was an advisor to presidents in the United States. She'll be here speaking. She would know more about the military weapons and nuclear weapons industry and where it's deployed and the money spent on it than anybody else in the world, probably.
Wow, so that's fantastic that she's supporting it and she's going to be up there.
Indeed, and we've also got support coming from Dr. Zol Dieschter from the University of Queensland's Peace and Conflicts Study Department. She'll be speaking about the expansion of Americans' military involvement in the Pacific and what it means to the people of the Pacific from a sociologist's point of view.
Yep.
And that's got great relevance for us, because with this amount of people coming in and this sort of development in our area, our community is quite concerned.
And I notice, I'm just looking at a bit of a list here of what's in the week preceding the main weekend of the Peace Convergence, that there's going to be a women's forum on war and games, their impacts on women, and she, Dr. Zolda Ishtar, it says, will be at that, and Dr. Rachel Darkin, possibly.
Yes, Dr. Rachel Darkin's from the Medical Association for the Prevention of War, hardly a radical group, but a group that's very well informed about all sorts of implications from war, and of course some of the primary victims from war are the women that are in the areas where the conflicts take place, and also in the areas where the Americans have their training bases. We're looking at, you know, drink spiking, date rape, all sorts of social implications that come from having troops often who have just been relocated back from Iraq coming through here to have a bit of a break before they go back to the United States. These are young men, heavily stressed, heavily involved in drugs in some instances, even condoned drugs, amphetamines to keep them flying faster. And those people are being recreated not only in our area here. In fact, they probably won't recreate too much here. They usually take them further south, places like Sydney and Brisbane, where they can blend with the community and not be noticed quite so much.
Wow, so that really is an issue. And I guess that's why we're going up, three women from this community from NIMFM, is for solidarity as well for all women that are affected by war and these war games. So I think Meg has got a track to comment.
We're going to go to a track just for a minute, and we'll be straight back to Steve.
Can you pronounce your surname for us, Steve?
I can. My name's Steve Bishoprick.
Right.
And for those of the military that are listening, good morning, boys. We're paying you to do a job for watching us, so write that down carefully. Steve Bishoprick.
Well, you're in good hands. Thank you very much for calling us. We'll be back to Steve Bishoprick in half a minute after this track.
verse is a volley of words, and I'm sorry if it hurts, but my anger burns. A conservative curse covers the land. I'll be a spanner in the works of your fucked up plans. Mr. Prime Minister, explain once again why our country is at war, but we all feel ashamed. Tell me what you'd say to all the parents of the dead, of the soldiers who have fallen, or civilians bathed in red. This ain't a just war, it's just war and business. The aggressive pursuit of financial interests, the sycophantic pandering to US foreign policy. Don't confuse this issue with our economy. Call me unpatriotic when I get this off my chest. I'm as Australian as political protest. Agitators, immigrants, misfits and underdogs. And you know what? That's the Australia I'm proud of.
That track out. Hi Steve, we're back on air again. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Good to be back.
Yeah, and Adrian wishes to talk to you a little bit more. You were mentioning during that track about funds.
Yes, well, funds, of course, are very limited. We're fighting an organisation that spends thousands of billions of dollars a year, and we have thousands of dollars at best. So, you know, advertising what's going on, getting the information out there is a very expensive exercise for local community groups like ours. We realise tonight you're running a function to support the bringing up the Rainbow Chai Tent as an aid to help us up here. But certainly tonight, or any time, if people wanted to get some funds through to you guys and send donations up to the Shoalwater Wilderness Awareness Group, they could through you.
Would you like to be more specific? How can, if people out there, if they want to send some funds, would you like to give us, like, how would they go online, or is there a phone they can ring, or how can we get people to actually donate directly to you?
They could find me directly on 07-4935-1161, and I'm a coordinator for the Shoalwater Wilderness Awareness Group. They can make checks out to the Shoalwater Bay Wilderness Awareness Group and post them to us. Or actually, through my gallery here, we can take credit card donations as well and fund those through to SWAG. I run a pottery and craft shop gallery right on the edge of the Rainforest Wilderness here.
So we'll just repeat that number for our listeners. Steve, was that
07-4935-1161. And please, folks, only ring if it's really urgent, because you wouldn't believe the number of phone calls I'm getting. But you're welcome to ring if you want to send money.
Yeah, if you're going to send a substantial amount, please ring up. And otherwise, we just want you to put some money in an envelope and send it to what post office?
You can send it to 216 Arnold's Road.
How do you spell that?
A-R-N-O-L-D-S. Arnold's Road. Yeppoon, that's Y-E-P-P-O-O-N.
Postcode?
4703.
And they could make that if it was a postal order or something like that.
A postal order or a cheque made out to the Shoalwater Wilderness Awareness Group.
Shoalwater Wilderness Awareness Group. Okay, we want everyone to donate. Now, if you want to give a lot of money, and Nimbin is well known for giving lots of money, and in fact, after this, we'll be going up and canvassing a few of the people we know who are do donate a sizable amount. We'll get them to ring you up and establish better means of getting you that larger amounts.
That'd be great. The money that's coming in now will be used largely to publicise the issues and to get people out on the streets so we can raise a voice and make the government notice. But we have to buy that sort of advertising. The press doesn't always carry our stories as we'd like them to do.
And Adrian's got a few more questions to ask you.
Yes. And at this stage, how many people are you expecting to come up to support your actions there? Have you got any confirmed
numbers?
Well,
I've been saying around 400, but I think it's growing. It's very hard to know. Accommodation's a little short up here, so people need to bring a tent, or we were trying to get some billets organised. At least bring a mattress or a swag or something like that. We can get we've got some local halls up here. I'd like to point out that Byfield is kind of like a latter-day Nimbin, and a lot of the people that live here came through Nimbin once they left the cities in the early 70s and then moved a bit further north in the late 70s, early 80s. So you'd be feeling right at home up here in Byfield and Yeppoon.
And is the Yeppoon camping ground, is that the one on the water, is that near where it's all going to happen?
Yeppoon is about 48 kilometres south of the southern gate into the area. Byfield is right on the boundary of the military fence.
So where are people going to stay then?
Yeppoon is the main gathering point in Yeppoon, and also Emu Park, a slightly smaller town just south of Yeppoon.
I see.
Out on the coast from Rockhampton. You could also operate out of Rockhampton. There'll be actions at Rockhampton. Australian Air Force, Australian Defence Forces have a permanent facility in Rockhampton, and the airport there is where all the military planes and so forth land, and there's also a large military camp in Rockhampton, so there'll be actions in Rockhampton as well.
How far is Rockhampton from the place?
Well, Rockhampton is inland. It's a half an hour's drive from Yeppoon, and Rockhampton is more like three quarters of an hour from some of the northern and eastern gates into Shoalwater Bay. To give you some idea, Shoalwater Bay is probably about 120 kilometres wide and 300 kilometres long. It's a big area. It contains maybe 90 particularly good beaches, three harbours, there's airstrips in there, mountains, there's huge mangrove swamps and mangrove fish breeding grounds, there's mountains, open forest country. In fact, the reason that Shoalwater Bay is so important and particularly important to the Americans is that it means they can combine training between the Air Force, the Navy and the Army in a way that they can't do anywhere else, and particularly in a way that the Americans can't do in the western part of the Pacific. Whilst their forward base is at Guam, where they're putting in a huge facility, it's already in there, in fact. This is their Star Wars facility in Guam, and also in the Marshall Islands, where they're firing into space on a regular basis from Kwajalein Island, blowing down missiles that are being tested from California. This area in Shoalwater Bay is the only area where they can do all that sort of three lots of forces together. Can't do it in Guam. Guam's only 30 kilometres long by about 10 kilometres wide. So guess what? They're coming to practice in Australia.
So it's a really dangerous precedent that this huge operation's happening this year, and I guess...
Well, it's an ongoing thing and it's growing. Two or three weeks ago, Australia signed an agreement with Japan, linking us through a treaty with Japan to support the USA's national missile defence system through the Star Wars program. We're talking about high-tech islands, underground nuclear facilities on those islands, designed to protect America, not from Korea. That's only the front. They're worried about China.
Right. So, we're definitely coming up. And
it's a big problem. Get here.
It is, yeah. And tonight, of course, because we have this benefit gig, there'll be a lot of local people there, and we'll have a lot of information available and a number of bands. And I just was going to ask you, I'm looking here just at a little layout of what's going on in the week preceding the main weekend of the Peace Convergence. Would you just... outline a bit more for us about that, some of the
concert. The week before, we've got a fairly full program, and then the week of the 22nd, Friday the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, is the big meetings. We've got a huge concert planned up here. I'd like to stress that it's going to be good fun. There's lots of really good people coming to save the world, so it's a difficult issue, but the campaign itself is damn good fun, really. And Sunday, big peace march. In the week beforehand, we've got public addresses, forums about the issue by world-class speakers. We've got art exhibitions. We've got opening of our Shoalwater Bay embassy in the shopping plaza here. It's a big embassy which we're setting up in a large shop there. And then it's sort of culminating, there'll be actions during the week, silent vigils outside the military base in Rockhampton, other spontaneous actions. And then on the Friday night, we've got a huge meeting in the town hall with about seven international speakers. We're doing a short clip of the Shoalwater Bay scenic stuff, a new one that David Bradbury produced from Blowing in the Winds and Hard Rain. David and I went up and sailed up there 2 years ago and filmed extensively up there. Dave's going to cut that and we'll be showing that at the town hall. On the Saturday, we've got the big concert in the afternoon. In the morning, we've got an action at the military gates, I believe. And then Sunday morning, there's more actions in the morning, and then there's a street march at 11 a.m. in Yeppoon on the Sunday.
And, of course, our local Benny Zabels is coming up, going up to the Peace Convergence, I'm noticing here, and he's going to be a great asset to have because he does some amazing theatre installations and is a great speaker as well. So
I see he's the first name up on our concert brochure I saw last night.
Yeah.
What I do now is finding about 25, 44 gallon drums in our spare time.
Could you tell us what dates, again, just go through the dates of, there's a concert in Brisbane?
There's a concert in Brisbane on the 16th at the Combined Leagues Centre. I just haven't got the name in front of me, unfortunately.
Yep, I've got it here.
You've got it there.
South Leagues Club over in the corner of Jane and Montague Roads, West End. We've been sort of letting locals know about that. That's on the 16th of...
Yeah, come to that. I'm flying down for that one to wave the flag and to twist a few arms for you guys to get up here.
And then what?
After that, on the Sunday, some people have started to make their way up towards Yeppoon. That'll be Sunday the 17th, I think.
Yes. And so how long is it to take to drive from Brisbane to Yeppoon?
About 8 hours. Yeah.
And it says here the Melbourne Peace Train will be arriving up your way on Sunday the 17th. So that's a way people can get up, is to book on the Peace Train. If you want to look at the website for www.peaceconvergence.com to find out more information of how to get up there.
That's right, and you can leave messages there and people will put you in touch with the various transport options that are coming up. So we've got the concert on the 16th in Brisbane, and then people are starting to make their way up the whole of that next week, but the principal action and activity will happen on the Friday the 17th in the evening, and then the weekend of Friday the 22nd is the start of it. The 23rd and the 24th, Saturday and Sunday, the 23rd and 4th of this month, is the main action in Yeppoon.
Right, well, sounds fantastic. And thank you very much for ringing in and filling us in on more detail. It's great to have a local person who's so well informed that can fill in all our local residents. And I know there's a lot of support here, and those people that can't physically go up are going to be sending a lot of good energy up there and support. And anyone that would like to, as Steve was saying, they really need a bit of financial support because it's a very tough campaign and a long campaign. So we'll spread the word about that as well.
Thanks very much for that. And also, if people want to find out some more about Shoalwater Bay as opposed to this particular campaign, they should look on our website, which is www.shoalwater.org.
Great.
It's not shoalwaterbay.org, it's just shoalwater.org, is it?
Shall, I don't know, I only wrote the thing.
Oh, did you?
What is it? It's shoalwaterbay.org.
Yeah, I've been going to your website. That's how I know this.
There's a lot of stuff in my head. Most of it's confused.
No, you are very, 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 very... we're both completely blown away by some of the information, and as I know all our listeners are out there.
Well, I think it's important to say that I've lived here for 27 years. Until 3 years ago, I didn't start to wake up that there was a serious problem. The military, you know, are withholding information, and even more concerning, the military are now lying publicly. I'm absolutely sure of that. The military are lying to us, and they're lying to the government, and they're supporting the Americans. Now, this is a terrible thing, and people are withdrawing their support. support from our campaign because they work for government departments. The pressure is going on for people, do not criticise the government and do not criticise the military. And people aren't prepared to speak out. People that have been helping have been pulling out and they've been saying, only ring me on my home phone, Donna. Do not ring me at work. This is a really serious issue, folks. Get your asses up here and come and give us a hand. It's a national issue.
Thank you very much indeed from NEM FM and all our listeners.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This next song is called Jihad, and what it explains is that what the mass media would like you to think the word jihad is a war that people are inflicting on other people. But the truth is that jihad is something that the Muslims believe is a struggle from within, you know, it's between right and wrong, you know, and they'd like us to make us think we're all different and don't feel the same things. But I think we're all going through a bit of a struggle now. And this song just explains that a little bit.